Day four of our 32 for 32 is here, and we are talking about the San Diego Chargers. Before we dive into the Chargers, let's talk about a little bit of NFL coverage real quick. Matt Ryan signs a five-year contract extension for over $100 million. Good signing, guys?
Like I was saying, it's comparable with the other, you know, top quarterbacks. He needed comparable money because it was really sad that he didn't have it. But it's still a just absolutely atrocious number to pay anybody that.
John Abraham. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. You good. Go ahead.
John Abraham, the former defensive end for Atlanta, signs with the Arizona Cardinals to actually shore up their defensive line a little bit. Also, a lot of rookies are signing their contracts today. I think Adam Schefter's fingers will probably fall off from tweeting so much today.
Him and Mortensen were just nonstop all day long. And while I appreciate the updates.
The other thing of note, a lot of teams went to training camps started today, so it's football season.
One on one,
yeah, guys. The pitchers are already at their middle school, so. Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's good.
Yeah, you know the good thing. In a couple weeks, they can just go right on to their classes.
Wait, are we talking about the Raiders or the Alabama Crimson Tide?
Let's talk about the San Diego Chargers. 7-9 from last season. 3-3 in the division and 7-5 in the conference. Took a few people to off their roster this year. Notables are Takeo Spites, Quentin Jammer, Jackie Battle, and Sean Phillips, most notably. But bringing in people like Dwight Freeney, can Freeney pick up the loss of Phillips' 9.5 sacks from last year?
I don't think he gets back
to his old self.
Yeah, I mean, if Dwight Freeney finds the fountain of youth, it's possible. But I don't think there's any way he gets close to that 9.5 sacks.
I'm pretty sure San Diego is not where that's at.
Teo,
whatever his name is, he's a step closer to guaranteeing a starting spot with Jonas Moton being carted off the field today.
That's who you want starting at linebacker when you're in the NFL is Manti Te'o, who proved he was one step too slow to stop NFL talent against the national champion, Alabama Crimson Tide.
Well, I mean, as long as he ain't got to worry about his fake girlfriend cheating on him, he's okay.
Hey, as long as he's not looking at other, you know, thinking that there's more than 11 across from him, I think he's going to be okay.
Phillip Rivers is back again. And you know, guys, he continues to be a decent quarterback. I'm not saying he's awful, but I'm saying he's probably middle-of-the-pack quarterback. He always puts up good, decent numbers, but he's never protected. He was sacked 50 times last season. And with the new wave of the offensive tackles that have come in, they signed King Dunlap, Max Starks, they drafted DJ Fluker. This has to protect Rivers at some point, right?
Yeah, because he's by far a pocket passer. He will not leave the pocket. He's not good at running or making throws on the run. If it's not a pocket pass, then he's on the turf.
I agree. I think them bringing him tackles to protect him is one of the best game plans they could have gone with. Obviously, I don't think they're putting too much stock into the run game as they're going with offensive tackles this offseason and letting go a few guards. I really think they're going all out to protect Rivers. I really think that's going to pay off because Rivers has proven in seasons past that when he gets protection and he gets time in the pocket, he can throw it all over the field.
But is it not, you know, with multiple seasons of really not producing what they're expecting, is it not a do-or-die season pretty much for him? When are they going to decide, he can't do it, we're cutting our ties, we're looking for a new future?
I mean, I'm going on a limb here because they've replaced everything around him, saying it was everybody else's fault. Now we have a new GM, we have a new head coach
over
there.
New offensive line, pretty much.
And my prediction is somewhere during the season, my favorite backup in the league, Charlie Whitehurst, is going to take over the team. Phillip Rivers will be on a different roster next year.
Jeremy.
What happened to Tebow being the man?
No, he's my favorite third string. Okay, this is my favorite backup.
Gotcha.
I was about to.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's what you're wanting to do, huh?
Tebow took over Caleb Haney's spot as best, you know, third place guy on the team. But
Best useless person on the team. Gotcha.
All right. Like Jeremy mentioned, they did have a new head coach coming in. Coach McCoy from actually used to be the offensive coordinator in Denver, which grain of salt, really, because, I mean, your offensive coordinator is actually Peyton Manning in Denver, in my opinion. But You take him and put him into a new situation. You have to think their offense has to get better. They were 24th overall in passing last year, 27th in the rush. You know, was North Turner really the problem? Is that why they brought in an offensive-minded head coach?
North Turner was shown the door for the same reason Andy Reid was. They had been there so long, and they had replaced almost everything else that they had to go, hey, even though it's probably not your fault, we really need to go in a different direction because your system is just kind of not doing it anymore.
Ran its course.
Yeah. You've just done it the most you can.
Can't stay healthy. Mathis can't stay healthy. That's why Woodhead was brought in.
Well, they brought in Woodhead, but they also have Jackie Battle, who last year...
Ronnie Brown's back there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They have they really have a lot of, you know, options there in the backfield. I'm not sure how much Denny Woodhead was brought in to carry the ball from the backfield or how much he was brought in to help out with Jackie Battle when they come out of the backfield in possibly a pass pattern, because I believe Ryan Matthews and Ronnie Brown are probably going to get the bulk of the rushing attempts, at least.
As long as he's healthy, he will.
Let's talk about predictions, guys. Look at the schedule. There's, two primetime games? We're looking at the first game against Houston and the second, or week six against Indy. Those are really the only two primetime games for them this season.
They play Denver week 15 late, don't they?
Week 15, they play Denver at 8 o'clock on a Thursday. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Way to go, Bryce. That wasn't listed.
I was looking at my note. I saw it on the notes, and I was like, wait a minute.
Thanks, Billy.
Well, Jeremy, what do you think their record's going to end up being?
Every prediction I've seen says that they're due for another 7-9 year, but everything I've read, I'm not impressed by it. They made some good moves, but I'm not impressed with anything there. So unless they can glue it together real quick, I got them at 5 or 6 wins.
Yeah, their schedule's pretty tough in reality. I mean, they got the... Yeah, they have a tough schedule.
Well, and some of their schedule, we've already given credit to the other people in their division. So, I mean, we can't be handing them all these games when we already said they're going to lose half of them.
Exactly. Yeah.
What about you, Daniel?
Me? I'm looking at – it could be as good as 9 wins and as bad as 6. That all depends on what Cowboy team shows up this year. What Redskin team shows up this year, what Dolphin team shows up this year, and what Bengal team shows up this year. Because those four teams can flip-flop any which way. And also what Charger team shows up this year. I see them, since I said anywhere between 6 and 9, I'm going to go with I'm going 8-8.
Okay. Price?
Not 7-9. 7-9. I changed my mind.
I think this is going to be, in my opinion, I believe the Chargers are going to be the only team in the division. Possibly the Kansas City Chiefs are going to improve their win total by maybe 2 or 3, possibly. But I think Chargers are going to be the one team that really take a step forward as a franchise and show that, you know, that Phillip Rivers is not on the way out. Phillip Rivers is here. He's got a few more years left in him. I see them going probably 9-7 and really having some statement wins there at the end of the season.
I'm actually with Jeremy on this. I'm really looking at a 6-10 season for them. They've got – I'm not going to say they have just as tough a schedule as Oakland does, but they've got a pretty tough schedule themselves. And San Diego's, you know – I have to see what they've got to be proven different, because I want to see what the new offensive coordinator brings in. But right now, I'm going to say 6-10.
That home opener against the Texans is going to say a lot.
I agree. Their first four games are going to say a lot. They have the home opener against the Texans, then they go on the road to Philadelphia, who's going to bring in a whole new system of Mike Vick, and I think they're just going to be phenomenal this year with that. And then they go on the road, or they're at home in week 4 against the Dallas team, who's you know, hit or miss, you know.
I know one thing. I'd like to have some of that Kool-Aid you have over there, Bryce, because I disagree about Philly, but we'll get to that another day.
He's on Philly like he was on the Chiefs last year. So
that's very true. We saw how good they were.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tomorrow Friday, I'm going to switch you up tomorrow. And then Monday, you will be Sans Bill. It will be a trio. And they'll be – who are they talking about, Bryce?
Let's see. We got some Pittsburgh, I believe, Bengals or Monday. I'm not sure about that.
That's a good way to start the week. Cincinnati's interesting.
Yeah.
Monday might be on when I'm going back. So Monday and Friday.
All right, guys. I'm Billy, and this has been Sports Club.